The Canadian Bishops' Conference yesterday released a statement calling for a peace process in Afghanistan and for greater transparency on the part of the Canadian government about the conflict. Canada currently has 2,500 soldiers in the southern city of Kandahar in Afghanistan and has suffered more losses than other NATO forces there. Joseph Sinisak is the editor of the Catholic Register in Afghanistan. He told us more.
We've reached a point now that it's become quite a political football in the sense that the conservative government of Stephen Harper has asked Parliament to give him permission to extend our mission in southern Afghanistan to 2011, which is 2 years beyond the current deadline of 2009. And he wants to put it to a vote in Parliament. And he's called this a confidence motion, which means that if the vote fails, that not only would the troops come home in 2009, but his own government would fall and the country would be into an election. The argument for them staying there is that the work is taking much longer than they thought to pacify the region, to allow reconstruction to take place, and to allow Afghani troops to be trained well enough so that they could take over the mission. One important aspect of this is that the whole mission in Afghanistan is an international mission. It's being conducted under NATO auspices, but with the authorization of the United Nations. And there are a number of other countries there. But the other countries, for the most part, refuse to take on the kind of high-risk missions that Canada has taken on. You know, there are exceptions, like the Americans and the Dutch, for instance. But countries like Germany and France are simply saying, no, we don't want to go to southern Afghanistan to relieve the Canadians. And this has become a very contentious diplomatic issue for Canada and for the other nations that are members of NATO.